Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Again, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off at the moment trying to present a happy face, a good front, because happiness is contagious. It really is. But I just
look around. Don't say contagious.
Misery and helplessness and doubt are also kind of a part of the environment.
No one wants to hear about anything contagious right now.
I know. Well, but that's but that is what people are talking about. So, are you hanging around? What's been rubbing off on you? Is it these bugs that are crawling? They aren't really, you know, when we talk about bugs, we like to think that it's the bug is something you can see. But you can't really see these things. But they do get caught in your nostrils, which is kind of gross to think about, but they do. Like a lot of the other things that you can't see. You know, we're always talking about my pillow and why get a new pillow and wash it and all that stuff. But the kind of little, just that the world of bugs is really an extraordinary thing to contemplate because there are so many different kinds. There are billions of bugs, different, and millions of strains of bugs. When you consider that the bacteria in your system, your stomach has billions, not millions, but billions of the little bacteria that help digest your food. Did you know that? Do you know how your body, in this time, excuse me, coughing on, has nothing to do with coronavirus. I just had a couple of cashews. So, back to the beginning. Hello, let's start over again. The idea that you have these things in your body and do you understand how your body works, this is a great opportunity for you to understand and study your body and figure out how it works and what it needs to stay safe. All right.
And
so, what do we?
Probiotics are in a very important thing that people are overlooking. Everyone thinks, oh, vitamin C and zinc, and those are important. But probiotics and prebiotics
absolutely
right now to boost your immune system,
yep,
essential.
Yeah.
I've been making sure my mom's on probiotics twice a day. I'm like, Mom, you got to up the Culturelle. It's important.
So
it
how do
really
you
has such an effect.
Go back and forth using email, or do you call her up and say, Mom, what are you doing? What's going on? What's the story?
She's pretty much the only person I talk to on the phone ever.
Really?
Because I don't really like talking on the phone. So,
you don't talk to Lewis during the day on the phone at all?
No,
ever?
Never. No.
Never.
He's busy at work, and I'm doing stuff, so no, we just text.
Well, there it is, the modern family, folks. So what's the antiviral advice? Victoria just had something very good that has not been highlighted by the mainstream news media. That is keeping your immune system afloat, not with just the things that you hear a lot of people talking about, but understanding how your system works. I think that's another thing. You know, understanding how all of the systems work is important. The investment strategy that works during all of this. A friend of mine called me yesterday to tell me that he just lost $5 million in the market drop. And I said, okay. Yeah. Well, so
are we supposed to feel sorry for him?
Well, I think he was pretty upset about it. I got that.
I'd be upset if I lost $5 million, too.
Right, yeah.
And sure, we all would be.
And gas. Anyway, so what are you thinking, again, trying to figure out, this is a major health, we're not talking about just China, but around the world, and it's shaking up the financial markets. So are you an individual investor, and are you concerned, and how concerned should you be, I guess, is the question. There's a lot of good advice from CNBC. You can see things there. The Wall Street Journal always has some pretty good advice, or maybe if you have somebody that watches this stuff for you. I'm going to guess that most of us here don't have that. I would think that if you have investments, Victoria, they would be things that you would monitor yourself because you're pretty astute when it comes to things you can watch. And no sense in getting crazy, you know, just look for something safe. And there's not much safe at the moment other than treasuries. A lot of people in the market dumped out. When they dumped out last week, they went into treasuries. And then you'll see a lot of people that will go into they'll go back in the market and it'll pull the market back up again. But yesterday was this week, actually. If you look at the week, it has been drastic. And there hasn't been anything like this for a long time. The bottom line is, we can say this. Don't worry about events that you can't control. Try to focus on what you can. You know, the panicking will not serve you well. Sell everything. No, no, no. Stay where you are. It'll be maybe a couple of weeks. It may even be a couple of months. But the market will come back. There are always market corrections. The prices have gone down, what, a total of 10, 11%, 12%? How much is it actually down? Anybody watching this care? I think it's like maybe 12% from where it was when all this got started. This is a fairly common occurrence. It is.
Yeah.
So you were talking about, we need to have advice for people who are, that's relevant. And I think one of the things that's making people worried, if they have money in some sort of investment, they have some kind of investment strategy, what do they do? My suggestion to you, plain and simple, is do nothing. That's
yeah.
Right. Do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, only 55% of American adults are invested in the stock market. So it's not like every single person in America is. A lot of people just don't trust it. And, you know, I mean, there are certain demographics of people in America, yeah, who would rather just, you know, keep their money, and not that it's the best thing to do, but some people just rather keep it in a savings account or cash or whatever. But yeah. If you are invested, if you're in that 55% of, you know, of Americans who are invested in the stock market, yeah, you'd be stupid to pull out your money now. Why would you take a loss? Ride it out. It's going to go back up. It just, you know, I don't know. The stock market, first, I don't know if we didn't talk about this because we don't really talk about the stock market that often, but
no.
It was kind of interesting that it last week, was it last Tuesday was Super Tuesday? Or was it the week before?
Nope,
on Super Tuesday, with Biden winning, he's kind of coming out of the blue, the market went, like, shot through the roof. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was, you know, so it just, the market is so fickle.
The market, it is fickle, and it doesn't like questions. It likes answers.
Right.
The question was, who's going to be the nominee? So everybody, who's going to be the nominee? We better wait. And then it became pretty clear that Biden had a clear path to the nomination,
yeah.
And the market doesn't like Bernie and won't like
that
Bernie.
Was the
Bernie were president,
yeah.
The rock market went out like a rock.
I mean, it would bounce back,
yeah.
But speaking of Bernie, Kara and I were talking just, you know, behind the scenes. Bernie is not my candidate. If I was on Bernie's team, I would be talking all day, every day about why Medicare for All actually makes sense. When we talk about the coronavirus and we talk about how our companies like Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, all these places, these companies that employ part-time workers who don't have health benefits, they're the ones who are really going to be impacted. They need that weekly paycheck. And so if you ever had a time to make an argument for Medicare for All, it's now. It really is. And it's, you know, it'll be interesting to see how things moving forward, you know, if Bernie stays in it or not. But it'll be interesting to see if that argument does come up, because he's not wrong about that. You know, we can't expect McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts to start paying for people to be at home and sick and when they're not working. But then what is the answer? You know, then sick people are going to continue to work, and it creates a larger problem for everybody else.
In a few minutes, let's discuss whether or not stricter measures are required to limit the spread of this thing. In the meantime, Dr. Jack Stockwell, in his podcast this week at GoodDayHealthShow.com, has a focus basically explaining your nasal passages and how to care for them. That's a very important component here. Plus information, as Victoria was saying a few minutes ago, you need your vitamin D. And Jack explains why you need it and where to get it. So both of those things are an important part of the Good Day Health podcast this week from Dr. Jack. Just look, they're all there in an archival form, the latest one focusing on your nasal passages and how to care for them and how to get more vitamin D into your system. All about your nasal passages. You can hear them on the Good Day Health podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, on Spotify, Stitcher, Blog Talk, TalkStream Live, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. All about your nasal passages, gooddayhealthshow.com.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ11 to 85850.
Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off.
Text EZ11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Are we doing enough? Are our public health experts doing enough? We've isolated the sick, yep, and quarantining contacts, some self-quarantines, minimizing deaths, hopefully, is the focus of just keeping people from getting sick. But I'm looking around at all of this stuff and asking myself the question as to whether or not more action is needed, and what's appropriate to contain. I mean, how far do you go?
Yeah.
We're talking about closing down schools.
And closing down Italy.
Italy's
like all of
down.
Italy.
Yeah,
the whole country is just closed up shop.
Yeah, they're trying to control the spread of the disease. The specter, though, of isolation, of telling people that you can't go out. I mean, imagine living in a big city, the infections that are around some of the big cities. And just say, people, you can't go anywhere.
That will not work in New York City. Do not tell New Yorkers that you can't go to brunch.
So what
That's
do you
just
do?
Not going to happen.
I know. So in crowded places like that, I mean, I would think you'd think twice before you went out in them. Think twice before you go on a long plane trip, that sort of stuff. No cruises. Just no.
I actually read something yesterday from an infectious disease specialist who said that flying isn't really as bad as you think. The only person you really need to be worried about if you're flying is the person sitting next to you who's actually coughing on you with the virus. Other than that, you know.
Don't do that. That's something you can absolutely agree on. Don't.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
That's what the KISS folks want. Fans who want to shake hands with KISS will have to wait. They've decided to cancel all upcoming meet and greets over concerns about the spread of the virus. You know, a lot of times radio stations give away opportunities for a meet and greet. We'll give you a prize package that includes tickets to the show, and you can meet and greet them. Well, all that means really is you go backstage and they say hi to you, they grunt, and then they leave. That's all that really meet and greet is all about. Maybe a picture, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, KISS says their meet and greets have always offered you and us the opportunity to stand shoulder to shoulder. That's what their manager, Doc McGee, said. Quote, after many discussions with experts in the field, we've been advised to temporarily cancel these events, given the reality that we do this nightly for 100 or more fans. Shows will continue as scheduled, but we will not be doing anything backstage. KISS currently in the midst of their multi-year...
Makes sense. These guys are in their 70s, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
They have to be, right?
Yeah, they are.
Late 60s?
Yeah, no, they're old-timers. The group are currently... has shows booked through October. They intend to play their final concert in New York sometime in 2021. We can't be running around for that much longer in 40 pounds of gear, said Paul Stanley, the guitarist and singer. They've decided to call it quits. 40 pounds of extra gear, what is that, what they carry around
with
them?
Their costumes and...
Yeah. And plus,
and those giant platform boots.
Yeah, they also have a little extra around their belly, too, I think.
Probably,
there's nothing maudlin about it. It's a celebration with our fans around the world. We want to raise the bar again as to what we can do and how we can live. So don't expect to get a KISS from KISS anytime soon. Kind of KISS show. It's a KISS
off. I'm sure Gene Simmons was disappointed about that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, right. He liked to KISS everybody. Mm-hmm. And he's well known for doing other things besides just kissing everybody. Pearl Jam next up here, 26 after the hour on the DJV show. Kara, Victoria, Doug, and you with the Ohana Festival lineup. Is it Ohana or Ohana?
Ohana, I believe.
Ohana in Dana Point, California. Pearl Jam, The Pretenders, My Morning Jacket performing at Eddie Vedder's Ohana Festival, September 25, 26, and 27 here in California, Dana Point. Vedder is also slated to perform as a solo headliner of the event. It's the fifth annual festival, including Maggie Rogers, Yola, Sharon Van Etten, Broken Social Scene, some others as well. Let's see here. Vedder founded the festival, what was it, five? It was 5 years ago. And he's been at every one of them. Past lineups include The Strokes, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Johnny Marr, Liz Phair, Pixies, Fiona Apple, Elvis Costello, Band of Horses. Portion of the proceeds will go to the San On, what is it, Onfrey? How do you pronounce that?
I don't know. We have Jen pronounce all the difficult California names.
California names, right, exactly. Anyway, the Doheny State Beach Foundation gets some of the money. Rob Machado's Foundation, Sea Legacy, the Surfrider Foundation, some others as well getting the benefit of what comes in the door for this. Now, you got to wonder if this festival will even take place, but it's not until September. So by that time, this thing should have run its course.
This will be okay. But you know what? On Monday night, Pearl Jam, they have an upcoming tour for their new album. It's supposed to begin on the 18th of March, and they've just canceled it. So because of coronavirus, they all live in Seattle, and all their kids are home from school. They all have little kids. And so they're all kind of in quarantine now. So if you've got Pearl Jam tickets, as of Monday night, they said that they'll be rescheduling dates. So just hang on to them.
Cancel the St. Patrick's Day parade in Boston.
All of Ireland too. All of Ireland. That's how bad it is. If the Irish cancel St. Patrick's Day, you know it's bad. You know it's bad.
Yeah. Pearl Jam announcing this week they'll be postponing their Gigaton tour, which was supposed to begin March 18th because of the concern about coronavirus. That's the situation here at 28 after the hour.
It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
I'm Rich Rosario. One in four heart attack survivors will have another cardiovascular event. Award-winning author and American Heart Association volunteer Dr. Nisa Goldberg explains the hidden risks.
Many people don't realize that managing hidden risks like untreated high blood pressure, unhealthy eating habits, and poor medication adherence may reduce your risk for having another heart attack.
The American Heart Association's Secondary Heart Attack Prevention Initiative, sponsored by Bayer, reminds you to follow your doctor's recommendations to help reduce your risk factors.
Take your medication as prescribed. Certain medicines like aspirin can lower your risk of another cardiac event. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. It's important to understand your medications and take them correctly. Manage risk factors like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. Quit smoking, eat healthier, and get active.
Learn more ways to thrive after a heart attack at heart.org/oneisenough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another big night for Joe Biden.
This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on.
Biden, the projected winner after Tuesday primaries in Missouri, Mississippi, Idaho, and delegate-rich Michigan. It means Biden is extending his lead in delegates and popular vote over Bernie Sanders.
Take nothing for granted. Want to earn every single vote in every single state.
The Democratic National Committee says the next presidential debate will go on, but it will not have a live audience because of coronavirus concerns. The DNC saying in a statement late yesterday that the decision was made at the request of both campaigns, quote, out of an abundance of caution. That debate is set to take place in Phoenix, Arizona, this Sunday, the 15th. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The top of the day to you. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Lots of people around the country listening, around the world, in fact, on iTunes or TuneIn Radio, however you find us on the radio, radio. One of the good things coming out of Washington this week is, this may be too much shop talk, but there is a move to digitalize AM radio so that what comes out of your speaker, you know, most of the talk radio, most of the spoken word formats are on AM signals. There are some in larger markets that are on FM signals, and now they're more and more getting into the medium and smaller markets, but still there are a lot of AM stations that carry this program and programming like it, and they ought to be able to compete fairly. For whatever the reason, the government has gotten in the way because the FM broadcasters don't want the AM signal to sound as good as the FM one, because they won't have the advantage they do now. But now, because of so much, you know, you got signal from everything. Think about what's around you right now. You got your iPhone. You have computers. You have all of the things in the car that you can bring down. The waves, the television, all of the HD stuff on the backside of the TV signal. What the police are talking on those short wave channels. What the airline, you know, it's everywhere. There's all kinds of signals everywhere. And so, you're exposed to it, if you will, And so anyway, the AM signal is much more that the non-digitalized AM signal, like any of the other non-digitalized forms, is much more harmful to your health, to your body, than the digitalized stuff is. So anyway, let's see where that goes. And meanwhile, among the top stories today, the president, well, the first thing is his chief of staff, the new guy, Representative Mark Meadows, who's from North Carolina, supposed to be taking over. He's quarantined himself because he was apparently at the CPAC, and he has tested, quote, with an abundance of caution, because he's not sure whether he has it, and he doesn't want to take a chance. Doesn't want to be close to the president. The president doesn't seem to have any signs of it. The president has floated a payroll tax cut to deal with the value of, you know, what are you, the virus, and am I going to be able to work? So that means, I think we were talking about this before, Victoria, it would take effect right now. Immediately, you have more cash to spend, and that will be something.
But so that's giving, but so a payroll tax cut, meaning that your employer doesn't have to pay as many taxes?
You get more money in your, yeah, you they cut down what they're taking out. Now, I don't know what that means to your, if that means you're going to get a tax cut, or you're just going to get more cash at the moment. I think that's something that needs to be explained thoroughly and fast,
yeah,
so
and
people
that doesn't
don't have
address,
the wrong idea.
Right, and that doesn't address part-time workers who don't have health benefits, you know, right. If they have to miss work.
Well,
then
they still would have payroll taxes, but yeah, it doesn't address that. There's so many things here that are part of this. You were mentioning earlier that all of Italy is on lockdown because of the number of coronavirus cases that have gone up over the past. But they closed it down, and the European markets have reacted positively. So, anyway.
But does that mean that, I guess, if the entire country is, if it's really, truly shut down, then are people, there's no food in the grocery stores then, right? Are people just going to start starving? Like, how long can that go on?
Another question.
Without, I mean, how long can you live on a can of beans, you know,
yeah,
or
right.
If people aren't even prepared for that?
Yep.
That's why I don't think that it would even get to that point here, because first of all, most Americans, and we talk about this a lot here, most Americans get delivery all the time for food, and most Americans, I just read a study last week that, like, I think it's something now like 40% of all of our calories consumed are from restaurant food. So how could we possibly survive without the restaurant industry? And again, in places like, you know, New York City, we were there in the city all day Sunday, and everybody was out and about, and some people were walking around wearing masks, and some of the taxi drivers were wearing them too, but that doesn't do anything. But it just, I just don't see the city of New York shutting down. I just don't. People will power through, and they'll just, even if they're sick or not, they're going to keep working, and they're going to keep going about their business. And I think that most major cities will do that.
Well, what you've got here is a feeding frenzy. Not only by the news media, I'm certainly happy to have you. I'm not happy, but I'm pointing out to you that some of the blaring and bold headlines in newspapers and the breathless reporting from the CNNers of the world, the worst case scenario is always what seems to be at the top of the pile. I think in terms of making it clear, the coronavirus is a threat, but it's also a dream for journalism, for the newspapers, for the television stations. It is. It's Mecca to the media companies. Americans have more access to more news from more outlets now than ever before. And is that a good thing or a bad thing? In this circumstance, I don't know. It's a judgment call. I don't think it's a good thing, especially when you're as damnable as, you know, calling CNN, calling it a pandemic. That's outrageously irresponsible. Now, on the other hand, there are yesterday or the day before a couple of companies. Actually, I think there were six or seven companies that were warned by the government to stop selling stuff with false claims. One of the things that's come from some of
Facebook
these sideways
really
health
bad.
Shows that are on the air is to use colloidal silver. That was something that was around about 10, 12, 14, 15, 20 years ago, and it does get rid of whatever is in your throat, no question about it. But the particles, the silver particles that are in the liquid, are very dangerous. Silver in your system will kill you. and don't, you know, it's like silver fillings in your
this
teeth.
This is sounding really familiar. You're right. I feel like maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, there was another resurgence of it. But, like, people were dying of, like, organ failure from it.
It ruins your liver. Kidneys, horrible. So I tried it once or twice until I read between the lines, and I thought, okay, that's enough of that. No, thank you. Anyway, the European stocks have stabilized a little bit. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down, what, earlier in the week, 7% or something, 7, 8%. Woof.
There was something that they halted the markets, right, yesterday?
Yeah, they did. They shut them down, for a while.
Why did they do that?
Well, because the trading, there was so much sell-off, they didn't want it to become a pile-on. You know, selling, you just pull the plug and say, okay, that's, we stopped. The Olympic torch lighting ceremony at the site of the Olympia staged with no spectators this week in order to prevent the spread of the virus. Greece's Olympic Committee has made that statement, so the torch lighting ceremony will be much different than what it usually is. The event will be attended only by 100 accredited guests from the International Olympic Committee and the organizing committee in Tokyo. Media accreditation extremely limited. Read between the lines. Forget about it if you're going to go in and try to report. There's a dress rehearsal that's scheduled. It'll be closed to the public as well. And then after the ceremony on Thursday, the torch will begin its 7-day relay, culminating with a handover ceremony in Greece on the 19th. I haven't heard much about what's going on in Turkey, Greece, or in the Middle East other than Iran. Anybody hear anything about
Netanyahu said anybody traveling in or out of the country, I think, has to be tested in Israel. But I don't know if their numbers are, I don't know what their numbers are of infected people. But do we really think that the Olympics are going to continue, like that they're going to happen?
Well, we were talking about this off the air. If, as soon as it gets warm everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere, notice no reports of any coronavirus in the Southern Hemisphere. Have you noticed that? None. Zero. So what does that tell you about what it does, where it thrives, and where it doesn't? You were very astute, Kara, with your statement about, well, when the summer comes, it'll all be gone. Because where it's summer now in the Southern Hemisphere, have anybody seen any reports of any coronavirus? None. Zero.
No.
Well, it's summer in Australia.
Well, Australia's kind of on the equator. It's kind of, and it's
wait,
more
are there
of
cases in Australia?
Yeah, there are cases in Australia. And, they're the ones who are going, like, crazy about, you know, like, fighting over toilet paper in the grocery stores.
Right, that was it.
Yeah. It's hot in Singapore,
By the way, I think,
and they have cases there. So, I don't know.
What is the business about toilet paper? Do people really think that, how much toilet paper does it take to last a month? Let's say you were quarantined for a month. How many rolls of toilet paper do you use in a month? I use one, maybe. Maybe too much information, but how many toilet
paper? If you've got kids, if you've got roommates, but I think people are going.
How many rolls of toilet paper do you use a month, Kara?
I don't know. I've never counted.
I know. Maybe I'm trying to think.
Victoria?
I don't know. A couple, maybe?
Think about it. Yeah,
a couple?
Okay. Just checking in.
It's just Lewis and me. I don't know. Yeah, that's.
Speaking about checking in, the latest DJV podcast is a focus, as you can imagine, on the common sense things that you ought to be doing to protect yourself from the virus and the flu and all the other things that are going around, the things that people are stocking up on, like toilet paper. Also a focus on Tom Brady, what's going on with him. The ban in New York on plastic bags is a focus of part of the conversation. And what you can score this week from Chick-fil-A and Dairy Queen, all kinds of food deals. So you can review and subscribe to the podcast if you'd like to. Apple Podcast app has that. The Spotify folks, wherever you get your podcast, Stitcher, Blog Talk, TalkStream Live, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can follow us at facebook.com/DJV Show and find the podcasts anytime at DJVshow.com.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs. You can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have, with the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. Realbusinessbargains.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I'd be interested to know that Harvey Weinstein was injured in jail. He fell down at Rikers. As a spokesperson said, that he has been having dizzy spells. His heart is throbbing. His head is throbbing.
Had that stent operation, so
yeah.
I don't know.
He's
not
getting good blood flow.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. Not. I don't know. What Clearly, do that Rikers is the last place Harvey Weinstein wants to be. So now he's in the infirmary, which is probably better.
Uh-huh.
It's probably a little bit better than being in a jail cell. But
speaking of better, price of gasoline here in California is down to about $3.30 a gallon. Around the rest of the country, what's it now? It's down 25 cents.
Super cheap in Jersey. It's $2.29.
Yeah, going down. Good for everybody except the people who own gas and oil stocks. That's not good news for them, but they'll go back up. Hold on. Hold your horses. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Continues. He's on duty all the time, at your service, on your side. There is not much emotion to this. This is for a doctor like Jack, who has a clinic in Salt Lake City. By the way, I haven't asked you, are there cases in Utah? We were just going through the states. I haven't asked you yet whether there are cases of coronavirus in Utah. Are there?
I'm aware of one.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you doing? Another question about your clinic itself. And people who are coming in, you're a Anuka chiropractor, so people don't necessarily come to you for this sort of thing, although you have, through your symptom survey and all the other things, the availability of all the great products from Standard Process, which could be used easily to enhance your immune system. Yes. But when people are coming in to your office, they're asking you, and they're probably asking you nothing except, what do you think we should be doing, Jack?
Well, that's it. And because of exposure and local radio for 25 years, a lot of people just come in and ask for things right over the counter without even having to talk to me.
Really?
It's just new patients or new referrals may come in and say, hey, but here's the thing about chiropractic. The thing that burst chiropractic on the scene in America was the Spanish flu.
It was.
Yes. Chiropractic is often relegated to just, you know, headaches, back pain, that kind of stuff. It is a tremendous boost to the immune response and the freeing up of the nervous system to be able to do its job properly. And so the thing that propelled chiropractic before the state legislatures back at the end of the second decade when the, you know, with the Spanish flu was that people who went to chiropractors overcame the Spanish flu.
How?
And because a good upper cervical adjustment to the spine has a tremendous boost to immune response.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know that. That's new.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah.
So That
and
means
so that's
that you're suggesting people go to their local friendly chiropractor.
Absolutely.
And get an adjustment. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. And that's when people flooded the state legislatures across the country demanding a licensing procedure for chiropractors.
Legitimizing.
Because that, right, because up to this point, the medical profession was trying to throw chiropractors in jail left and right for practicing medicine without a license because it was exploding. It was catching on like a power wave on the northern shore of Kauai.
The American Medical Association. So what about the statement that was made about coronavirus that came from El Presidente, the flu is worse? You want to dismiss that? You want to agree with it? Do you want to suggest that there maybe ought to be a little more study? What do you think?
I constantly scratch my head with every new headline comes along. What are these guys after? What are they really trying to do here? Obviously, there's a promotion for a new vaccine that even that outfit in Texas says we're not going to have it before December anyway. And like we've been talking, like you guys have been talking about here, wait till the warmer season comes because that's what always happens. And this thing is a coronavirus.
Right. It always goes away in the warm
weather. It always goes away. Why? Yeah. Because people go back outside, they get in the sun, they build vitamin D levels in their body. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And the most powerful antiviral substance that Mother Nature has made is calcium. Mm-hmm. And your body cannot absorb calcium in the gut from your food or supplements or anything else unless you have adequate levels of vitamin D. And a lot of people just aren't good. That's why I'm taking, and like you take, cod liver oil during the winter months to make up for this. But as soon as people start getting back out and cleaning up the damage from the snow and the ice and start getting their gardens ready and start working in the yard and start getting some sunshine, this stuff will disappear like the night does when the sun comes up.
There you go, folks. Don't worry, be happy.
Yes.
That's a good summary of all of our discussion. Okay, good. Jack Stockwell here. On the situation that we are presented with, how do we get our way around it? I was talking earlier about how to make sure your body is healthiest. And those people who are overweight, who just by definition don't have a healthy body, if you're trying to lose weight, this may be the time that you can have the best response because you're going to be thinking about your physicality more now than probably at any time in recent memory. So go to Calitrin.com or Facebook.com/Calitrin if you want to find the benefits of using Calitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off. It's all natural. Your body, when you get on the program and stay with it for 6 months, will teach the collagen that's the main ingredient, will teach your body how to remake it. And so then your body, 20% of your body is collagen. You're going to be pushing the fat out, putting that lean muscle in. It's all part of the Calitrin prescription for health. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. Get $10 off, $10 discount on every bottle. 6 months supply, $10 off each bottle at Calitrin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.